Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. Pull out a dub. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Wonderful, wonderful Monday. Yes, Forever Hot Topics is here yet again, and you best believe it. What's up, people? Right now it's going down. Mayhem Mondays, Forever Hot Topics, Forever the Realist, Artist, etc., etc. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just putting it down, you know what I'm saying, in the waves on the, in the cyberspace, you know what I'm saying? Tonight is going to be off the chain, just like every Monday. You know what I'm saying? I got the talented young ladies in the building, the Cali Chicks. You know what I'm saying? West Coast female rap group. They're going to be here. Call in. Any questions? Anything? Any views? Anything you want to say? It's on 310-861-2317. Tonight, the topic will be, there's a thin line between real and mean. What is being mean and what is being real? You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. That's what the topic is. It's going down. Also tonight is going to be a review. A review is when I give like shout outs to all of the artists that has been presented in the building, you know, for the past month. And it's just going to be a wonderful night, smooth selling, and this is how we're doing it. You know what I'm saying? The hour done went back, but it's all good. It's all dark and gloomy and all, but, you know, it's okay. I love this time. This is the best time. It's the time to hibernate, you know. This is the time to share your love, be with your loved one, and do your thing, what you do best. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot to be blessed for. You know, we just got it all. You know, even though things are getting taken advantage of, but it's all good. There's a brighter day, and every morning I smile. You know what I'm saying? Because waking up is a definite blessing. So every night, you know, I have to give it up for my boy, Tupac Shakur. You know what I'm saying? That is my nizzle, bizzle, wizzle for shizzle. In, you know, in the past life type situation. But I'm always going to keep Tupac alive. You know, I'm always going to give it up for my boy. R.I.P. to Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Pave the way for the West Coast. It's time now for the new West Coast movement. And we're just doing it bigger than ever. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it's going to go down tonight in the Spaceship Mayhem Mondays with your girl Forever. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. So, you know, every night, every time I do my show, I shine a lot of light on upcoming artists. You know what I'm saying? I find it very important for these artists to be heard because they have so much talent. And, you know, they should be heard, like, straight up. You know, it's just that's what I feel about the whole situation. You know, and last month I had my boy Element Rhymes. He was in the spaceship, you know, telling the people about himself, you know, who he is, and, you know, just the whole shebang. And check out your boy album is out, you know, A Long Story Short. You know, check that out. The album is hot, explosive, you know, and I just want to give shout-outs to my boy, Element Rhymes. I'm going to bless the listeners tonight with Element's hot single, Radio. Check out your boy. He's everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, you know what I'm saying, just all of that. So listen up, turn it up. This is your boy, Element Rhymes, with Radio.
Nigga, who you think got a flow that can melt the sun? Watch the whole world burn for my throat erupt. Got black boys singing that he's dope as fuck. They don't even understand half the quotes I wrote. No insult, move like satellite signals. Rip over instrumentals, need no intro. I'm authentic as wind blow. Pimp hoes daily to get my dick stroke. Bloods and Crips, no hope for danger. Who you know making sentence from a broken hanger? Dope and angel dust when choking strangers. Out of baby shoes, moms are slanging while the cops is banging. No cocking when they lock up bangers. Be aware that the block's in danger. Kids go to school to learn this proper grammar. Grandma, opera singer, rap loud, drama bringer, black power singer with visions like Nine Akbar, Marcus Garvey with a touch of X. So beware of who you fuck with next. Radio won't even play my shit. The media won't even
institution can hold this. I'm focused to the motive, I'm trying to mold men. Too many rappers run around like boys, shining all them diamonds, making all that noise. Too many women wear too much makeup, with weaves in they dome like they must be made up. Now a triple D when they used to be A cup, to get them same boys who be throwing them paper. You not a hustler, that makes you a pay slut. You could have been a queen if you stepped the game up. Now you betrayed by these boys who lame fucks. You need to be a man, but you young and stay dumb. I'm almost there though, hard-headed kingpin, headstrong, pumping Illmatic out the stereo. A thug of my minutes and love of neglection, cause of my essence, many women loving me desperate.
Radio won't even play my shit, the media won't even take that risk. I ripped mics off from canine shit, I'm real for the place I live. Who's realer than us? Radio won't even play my shit.
Seagram sipping, getting bent with some chickens, coke flipping, got a franchise for rich kids, moms and all, trying to brawl with a broad in the store, got drugs coming out my pores, I'm right here, in the streets with my dogs, peace to the swore, got a feast for the claws, the radio won't even play my shit, I don't really give a fuck, I might slay that bitch, take that dick, the bulls wanna take my dick, got paper in the stash and we strap with fists, young shooters in the hood wanna clap to this, we don't care about y'all actresses. Real talk on the fashion tip, it's past the shit, past the brick so I can slap that clip. Jewels in my mouth when I pass that spit. Cats wanna hate, but we back with six.
Radio won't even play my shit, the media won't even take that risk. That risk might come from canine shit, I'm too real for the place I live. Who's realer than us? Radio won't even play my shit.
Who's realer than us? You feel me? Yes, indeed. That was your boy, Element. Check him out. Stupid Hot. Album out. A long story short. Yes. So, also, you know, on my team, you know, I work with many kind of different people, you know, because I do all kind of different things. And my girl, Jennifer Renee, was in the building in October, you know what I'm saying? She is a talent manager, and she mostly, you know, she does real good with the models and everything, and she was on the show last month also sharing some information about herself. You can also, you know, find her on Facebook. It's a Define Image. And, you know, she's doing her thing, and she's also on my team, promotional manager, you know, letting the people know what's up and keeping everybody posted, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. That's what it do. So then, you know, I had somebody in the building, you know, like that was a major influence in my life. As far as my rap career is, you know, concerned, he was like a person that, you know, helped me become the artist that I am, and he also helped me understand a lot of crazy situations, joyful situations, all kinds of situations when it comes down to the hip-hop business. You know, my boy, Act a Fool, the artist, you know what I'm saying? True to Life Records, all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? A major blessing. And that's my boy all day, you know. He was, you know, saying that he was coming out with some stuff, and he got a video right now on YouTube. The song is called What You Talking About, you know. You could check it out on YouTube. He's doing shows, and he's right now working on a new album. It's coming to you, you know what I'm saying? It's hot. Like, everything is about to, you know, take off more so and advance for him, like, as far as in his music career, you know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't take one person to take a team, you know? It takes everybody to love one another, support one another, and back each other up. You know, no more that, you know, crabs in the barrel, you know, hating. Don't hate. Just get like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's all you got to do. But yes, your boy, Act the Fool, the artist, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to play some of his music. I'm going to play She Wanna Ride. And, of course, The Great, Forever the Realist, is featured on this track. Hot track, very explosive. You know what I'm saying? So check out your boy, Act the Fool, the artist, on Facebook, Twitter, and et cetera, and et cetera. All right, folks, here we go. She Wanna Ride. Act the Fool, the artist, featuring moi.
Sean Devine.
Yeah. Something about.
Got some dreams. Don't give up on your dreams. Real talk. You ready, kids? Let's go.
Lord knows I'm wrong. Why would I do it like that? Lord knows she's strong. I
know it's been hard, but we made it, baby. 10 years clean, so she's still my lady. I must be free.
Motivational, you know what I'm saying? And that's what this show is about. We all upcoming, we all uprising, we all have a dream, and we all putting the work down, doing what we have to do to get there, you know? And that's why I love doing this show, because I have to just put light on all those talented people that I be around and that I come in contact with in my everyday life doing this business. I find it very important for them to get their recognition just straight up. You know what I'm saying? So that's dedicated to everybody who got a dream and pursuing it. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Stay sleeping. It's going to stay a dream. You got to just put the foot down and keep it pushing, keep it moving, regardless of what's going on in your life or what that nigga did, what that female did, what your boss did. It really don't even matter. What matters is you, 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 and money. That is what matters. Tonight on Forever High Topics, right now is review time. Review is when I shine light and give shout out to all the artists that have been on my show the previous month. You know what I'm saying? So I have to say, this group that I ran into is stupid, hot, and explosive. Their name, they call the After Hours, After Hours. A hot group that is hitting those speakers, and they doing their thing big time. You know what I'm saying? Your girl forever is a major fan of these young men, and they're doing their thing in the most creative way. Like, you know, I just haven't been hearing no music like this being played on the radio. You know what I'm saying? So I have to definitely do it. I feel like that's my job right now, is being a radio personality, shining light on underground artists that is, you know, coming full throttle, all day, every day. Yes, the After Hours have an album out. The album is called Two Black Guys, a Mexican and an Italian Walk Into a Bar. That is the name of the album. Check them out. The album is on CD Baby. You could check them out on Facebook. You could just check them out. They hot. Google them. You know what I'm saying? They is just very, very explosive. So right now, I'm going to definitely play one of my favorites, Fantasy, a bomb hit single. And you know what I'm saying? Listen to the lyrics, like, just listen to the whole swag of it all. Like, you know what I'm saying? These people are hot, stupid hot. So right now, I'm going to play the single, Fantasy, by After Hours.
Last night I had a dream, this beautiful girl wanted me. I want her so bad, I wake up so mad, I hate the fact it's a fantasy. Last night I had a dream, this beautiful girl wanted me. I want her so bad, I wake up so mad, I hate the fact it's a fantasy.
Amuse me,
I miss you.
I'm happy already.
Last night I had a dream,
featuring Milan, hot single titled Fantasy. Check out your boys, check out your boys, check out your boys, because they nothing but hot. You know what, folks? I'm not going to stop here. I want to play another song that I like by the After Hours. You know what I'm saying? It's called Sky's the Limit. And very motivational. You know, it's a motivational night because I'm all about underground artists, upcoming people in the entertainment business that's doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? I got to shine a light, show love, and just give it up. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm doing tonight. Review. You feel me? So I'm going to play hit single, Sky's the Limit by After Hours. Turn it up.
Get what I'm striving for. Get up. Little bigger than I did it before. Get up. Can't no motherfucker hold me down. Get up. I'm the king, nigga, throw me the crown. Yeah. I do a little shuffle right across the sky. Cross. Keep my star player suited up midnight. See, I'm open to do shit. They don't need to try. I'm a boy you done heard about. Yeah, yeah. Too much, too little, too late. What the world don't try to say. But I know this life just a game. Let the dice hit the red.
Too late, what the world don't try to say. But I know this life just a game. what you do till you can't do nothing but good again. And the sky ain't nothing but a breath away. Can't worry about yesterday. Just do what you do till you can't do nothing but do it again.
Explosive group band After Hours. They have the album out. Two black guys, a Mexican and an Italian, walk into a bar. Check your boys out. They are explosive. You know what I'm saying? You can check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and et cetera, et cetera. Yes, it's going down. Review. Yes, I had beautiful, beautiful, unique Gotti in the building. Wonderful, wonderful mixture of West Coast, East Coast flavor. Wonderful. You know what I'm saying? She was here, you know, talking about the shows that she's coming up with and that she's working on a new album right now. And at the moment, she has, like, some wonderful singles that she's promoting and that she's performing that's soon going to be on her Untitled, soon upcoming album. And I must say, from what I heard, I mean, your girl is hot. And it's like, you know, I love when female rappers is stepping up, bossing, stepping up to the plate, because there's not a lot of female rappers that's doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So I always have to shine light on the females that's putting it down. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to do, and that's all I want to do, and there's nothing to it, and that's why I'm doing the show. You feel me? So, my girl, Unique Gotti, going to bless listeners tonight. One of my girl's singles, Welcome to My World, Unique Gotti. Thank you.
like the way you move, like the way you pound. I just say sex, ride out of town, like a quarter pound. I'll break it down, I'll see you frown. I'ma make a smile, hit the planet store, buy the whole pound. Brand new spaceships, never take the mouse. Hit the Gucci store, buy the whole pound. I'm a fly nigga, show you how to clown. Dealing with a boss, no Rick Ross. If I like your ass, never check the cost. Catch me in the loft, smoking like a boss. Out of space sex, 3D car.
My world.
Welcome to my world by my girl, Unique Gotti. Check her out, people. She's hot. Hot, hot. You know, I'm feeling the different flavors. I'm feeling the different swags. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, just explosive. Just too much for me. Too much for your girl. Too much for your girl. You know what I'm saying? So welcome to my world, Unique Gotti, and featuring my nigga Case. Case the Great was also on my show last month. You know what I'm saying? He is also an upcoming artist, and he's coming out with a magazine also for the upcoming artists and underground world, you know. We coming hard, people, with the new West Coast movement. You know what I'm saying? It's going down always, Mayhem Mondays, forever hot topics. You know what I'm saying? So I also had M-O-E, Money Over Everything Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? A wonderful business full of talented artists. You know what I'm saying? And I had the squad boys up in the building. You know what I'm saying? They was doing the damn thing, you know. And they shared a lot about upcoming things and upcoming events that was going on with them. You know what I'm saying? They also have a show coming up November 9th, people. November 9th at the Palms. So check out your boys. You can, you know, get more detailed information on their Facebook. You know, just check out their information. Check out what they're coming out with because, man, hot talent. So, Squad Boys from M-O-E-E-N-T, one of my songs, bomb, bomb single, Till I Die. Here we go.
Beats Planet.
On lock ENT. Big Spook. Young JR. Squad Boys. Let's go.
I do what I got to do. Make that money. Steady climbing to the top where I know it's so low. But it's a better view with a few batch. It's all about the grind.
To the thing that I got. Homie, do you wanna die? I'ma say on lock in a squad boy too. Ask the homies on the label, Big Spook is a fool. Run up on me, homie, I guarantee you will lose. Squad boys got my back, hollow points do too. Y'all ain't ready for the war, so please back up. Got crazy people on my team that will act up. J.R. is a fool, G. Rick is
is a beast. OFM, lay him down, cause he got heat. DK with the fuck, the man with the plan. Queen B, get the road, we finna tie his ass up. I'm not playing out here in these streets. I'm a rap on lock.
The game ain't coming up like a missile. Tired of you lambs, and I'm sorry if I diss ya. I can pull your card and guarantee no one will miss ya. Homie, that's your issue. I'm a uptown rider, 909 baby. Poor Ronald Perra, better known as Junior Baby. Squad boy forever, they say I got that river flow. I'ma keep grinding as far as that river goes. Been cool, cut that lights out, it's time to roll. Now everybody from a lock has to pay a toll. Call the homies. I won't stop until the day Junior is gone. What? You know, I'm back. No, we back. Oh, rock. Squad boy.
Yeah, I'm saying so.
Yeah, cut that right there.
Hey, squad boys. Yeah, them is my boys right there. My nigga Big Spook Loke. Forever Young, they are, you know what I'm saying? They doing their squad boy thing, you feel me? And I also had Ja Mo, you know what I'm saying? He's also the part of M-O-E-N-E-N-T, you know what I'm saying? So check these boys out. They got a show November 9th at the Palm. Check them out. They also got a mixtape out called City to City, City to City. So check them out. Yes, people, it's about that time. Mayhem Mondays, Forever Hot Topics. The topic for tonight is there's a thin line between real and mean. What is being real? What is being mean? Now, what made me even want to do this topic, it's been many times, you know, when I, like, upset friends and family and stuff with just being real. And sometimes people want to say, oh, you mean. Like, okay, so what? You want me to lie or you want me to please you by saying what you want to hear? I mean, is that what it really is? I mean, because I'm just being real. So my whole thing was, what is the difference? There's a line between it. It's a very thin line, you know what I'm saying? So we're just going to break it down tonight. What is being real and what is being mean? You know, Webster alert, being real, actually existing or occurring in fact, not imagined or supposed. An idea of what can be achieved or expected. You know what I'm saying? So it represents things that's accurate and that's true to life. If you ask me for a dollar and I don't have it, I'm not being mean. I'm just being real. You know what I'm saying? If you need me to take you somewhere and I have something to do, and I can't do it, it's not being mean, it's being real. If I feel offended or that you did something to me that will not make this relationship proceed any longer in a positive light, you will be known. Like, it, you will be known. And it will be known. Everything will be known because it's reality and it's being real. You know what I'm saying? So let's go to mean. Mean. Unwilling to give or share things. Not being generous, being unkind, spiteful, or unfair. Vicious or aggressive in behavior. Vicious or aggressive in behavior. There we go, people. You know, I've always heard that popular saying, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. You know what I'm saying? And that does mean a lot. Like, a lot of people could be real, but in a very mean way. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not what you say, it's how you say it. You know what I'm saying? So, and it also, like, comes to play with people's expectations of you, you know, or, you know, if you've had enough of what people's expectations are. And I read a book a long time ago, and it's about not having expectations. If you don't have expectations, you can live a happier life. And, I mean, people was all raised differently. People are not going to do what you do because everybody's different. You know what I'm saying? And it comes to the heart, and it's time to take stuff personal when you have expectations of these people and they don't even meet that criteria, or they don't even know that you even have expectations, like, with them, like, type situations. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very sticky situation. It is a fine line between the two, but they're both different. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I can't do it, I can't do it. But a mean person, like, if I know I got the money, let's say I got thousands and millions, you know what I'm saying, and my mom needs to borrow $500, and I know that I got it, and I'm like, no, because I'm greedy. I don't want to give it to you, no. I'm not saying that, but that's the actual fact behind it. That's not being real. That is being mean, because you got it to give. You got it to give. You know, that's the bottom line, and that's how you separate being real from being mean, you know. And then, like, you don't have to be aggressive. Like, with people who don't understand, like, you could talk to me. You could talk to each other. You can get your point across without raising your voice, without getting all hot and heated, because there comes a defense, and nobody going to be listening. Nobody going to really like you. And is this a mess? Like, why represent yourself in such a negative light? You know, being mean is being negative. Just whatever negative is being mean, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people out here that are very bitter with self, very bitter that they didn't achieve things that they were supposed to achieve in life. You know, and that's why they act accordingly to how they act with different people. You know what I'm saying? So it's a broad, broad, broad topic. Everybody has an opinion. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. You feel me? So it's also about, like, relationships too. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got people that's in relationships that is, you know, you got some people that are being real, you know what I'm saying? That's why I like these little songs that's out these days talking about, like, I just want to hit it and go on about my business type shit, because, honestly, I don't think that's being mean. I think that's being real. I think that's better than, you know, you trying to sell a dream or something and you really got other intentions in mind, you really got other little agenda going on, you know, it's best to just keep it real. Anytime, any day, keep it real. Tell me that you just want to fuck. Tell me what your intentions are. Like, come on, ladies, don't get it twisted. Come on, fellas, don't get it twisted. It is what it is. When somebody tell you what it is, it's just what it is. That's being real. You know what I'm saying? Period. Hey, that's what it does. But in the same, you know, situation, you know what I'm saying? You got people out here that's taking love for granted. Like, oh, I know she loved me. I know she gonna do this for me. Or I know he loved me. I know he gonna do this for me. So I'm gonna just take this motherfucker for granted and I'm just use him. Like, that's being mean. That's like, damn, my nigga, like, that's how you feel. And best believe, people, karma is real. One thing I know in my experience this far in life, I've seen it over and over on my day-to-day basis, that karma is very real. So, you know what I'm saying? Just stay focused on what it is. Like, it's a fine line between being real and being mean. You know what I'm saying? And it's not what you do. It's definitely how you do it. You know what I'm saying? So I got a caller that's in. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to hear, you know, other opinions, other views on this topic, you know, because there is a thin line between being real and being mean. So, you know, I'm going to open it up right now. You know what I'm saying? I got my girl, Lala. You know, Lala's in the building. What's up, girl?
What's up, girl? How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing so lovely. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful, chilly night.
Yes, it
but
is.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, that's quite a topic you got there, because it depends on a lot of things. And it is, like you said, you know, what it's what people are willing to accept. What you think is being, you know, real, somebody else maybe think it's being mean. You know, even if you pick and choose the way you say it, they still might, you know, have their perspective of it might be being mean. But that goes in line with people who really don't know who they are, because they only want to hear a certain thing, because, you know, you have different relationships with people, and some people, you know, you can tell things to, and they understand quite well, and even if it hurts them and you tell them the truth, they accept that because they know you're telling them with love. You know what I'm saying? So it is a thin line, because people take things differently.
Right.
So, and family, you know, your relationship with your man or girl or whoever, you know, people think differently and take things differently. So do you be real with everybody? You can't be real with everybody, you know, but at the same time, you have to be real most of the time if you, you know, are a real person, like if you really want to keep it real.
Right. Right.
You know,
and yeah, but yeah, that's true. But that, yeah, like what I was saying, it's about, you know, it's not too much what you say, it's how you say it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Even if you say it right, because I've had examples where people, you say the right thing, you say it right to them, you humble yourself, and, you know, you break it down to where it's not hurt, it doesn't hurt. But at the same time, they don't want to hear that. Because it's something they're not prepared to hear, they reject it and consider it mean. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it depends on who it is and how they feel about things. And you never know until you cross that line, you know? You never really know sometimes.
Yeah, pretty much. But then that's the time, you know, when people take it, when you, like you said, humbling yourself to, you know, give somebody the real, you know, lace it down the best way you can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that just comes to the point when you just got to agree to disagree.
Right, right.
You know, because you did what you can. It's not like you shook a person up, like shaking them, trying to make them understand or yelling at them or whatever. It was
right,
a humble situational
right.
kind of way. So it's like, you know, that just comes a time when, you know, what more can you do? Like, say no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is just,
that's right.
We're just going to agree to disagree.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So,
that's right.
Yeah, so that's basically what it is. You know what I'm saying? And I thank you so much, Lala. You know, you are a big, big supporter of this show. And, you know, girl, I appreciate you.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that I know you so that I can support you. You know, I got a lot of love for you. We both from the Yay. And
oh yeah, oh yeah, Bay Area.
My birthday is Saturday, girl.
Hey, well, what it do?
I'm going home. They throwing me a big party in Vallejo.
Hey, well, that's what it do. Hey,
I wish you could come.
Hey. Man, I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah.
I'll be there in spirit, girl. But thank you so much, Lala, for sharing
so
your
welcome.
Opinion on the hot topic tonight. There's a thin line between being real and being mean. You know what I'm saying? So, tonight, it's going down. I got the talented, beautiful Cali Chicks. Cali Chicks is in the building. You feel me? So it is going down. Call in 310-861-2317. You feel me? Any questions? Listen to your girls. They hot. And they're going to have a lot of information to share. Again, I want to thank my girl, Lala. And if you have any questions or concerns, you know, let your girl know. Okay, Lala? Because I'm going to let it be known and you're going to be able to, you know, ask your questions and do what you feel. You feel me?
Yes, I do. I feel you.
Yes, yes. So I'm going to play a little bit of Wayne, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to move on with tonight's hot guest. Check it out.
Yelling, freaky, nasty. Till my throat is I'm past tense, if you driving it, we don't give a fit up, nigga, we off that.
Whatever you about to discover, we off that. You about to tell her you love her, we off that. Always wanna fight in a club, we off that. But you can't bring that future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we off that. Overtime clothes and change, we off that. Niggas still making it rain, and we off that. But you can't bring the future back.
Yo, niggas get off me. We all bad, Tim's we all bad, Grims we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad, and we still on that. And we still making money, cause we still on that.
Tonight, Mayhem Monday, Forever Hot Topics. I got the hot chicks. The Cali chicks is in the mother what? Spaceship. You feel me? Yes, the Cali chicks. Consistent. K-Unique and Miss Fields. Tonight, you will hear from your girls. They're going to share with you their information, everything you need to know. Call in 310-861-2317. So, it is mayhem tonight, people. I got my girl right here. My girl right here, K-Unique. What's up, K-Unique? What's going on, girl?
What's up with you, Forever? How you been?
Man, girl, just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, doing me like, you know, what I do. You feel me? How is everything with you?
Everything going good. I just want to give you your props for having your radio show. You know, you popping right now. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you for having us on the show.
Oh, definitely. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day. You know, that's what this show is about. You feel me? It is a lot of hot talent that is amongst us. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the light needs to be shined. The light needs to be shined because you guys are some talented, talented, talented young individuals. And I just feel like it's, you know, if I have the tools to do it, I'm going to promote. So, yes. So, K-Unique.
Yes.
I just want to know, you know what I'm saying? Who is K-Unique? Where is K-Unique from? Like, just, I want to know, like, just a little bit of background about who K-Unique is and how you became who you are right now.
K-Unique is a strong individual, a talented female rapper from the West LA, from West LA, you know, West Coast hitting it. I started rapping at the age of 8. I used to sing. I thought I could sing. Everybody like, no, you rap better than what you can sing. So I had to stick to rapping. I've been writing forever. I've been writing my own lyrics, writing songs, just writing. And I was a writer first. And everybody was like, no, you need to go ahead and pursue because you got skills. And I was like, you know what, let me try it. And I've been in two groups. And Cali Chicks is the group the group that's going to hit it off. Like, we ready for whatever. Those other groups I was in, I love it. It's still the same girls, but this group right here is something special. It's like,
yes.
The Cali Chicks amaze me sometimes. Like,
yes,
so,
yes.
So, yeah, but I've been rapping since yay high, and I'm still going to do it to the end, whether it's writing for people. You're going to hear K-Unique.
Hey,
you're
and that's
hear.
What it's
you're
about.
Hear
that's
K-Unique.
What it's about. Definitely.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So What is, like, just making you, I know there's a lot of ups and downs that come along with the business and everything, so what is keeping you motivated? What is keeping you focused?
God.
Amen. Amen.
If you keep them in your heart, then it's that's the only person that's going to lead you the way. God, and he keep blessing me with the skills and more knowledge, and that's the person who keeping me on this path right now, and the only one that can keep my head up is to look up to God and pray.
Yes, all that's
so
possible
God
is
keeping
God.
Me motivated.
Yeah, definitely.
So without him, there's no K Unique.
Okay, and y'all heard it right here, people, and that's what it's about. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, being a writer, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where does your stories come from?
It comes from experience. It comes from other people's experience, life. It comes from what's around me, what I've been through or what's surrounded by me. It just comes and it just flows together, and I got to get my pen and pad and put it on paper.
Hey, well, that's what it do. And you know what?
Yeah.
And because I personally worked with you before, and I must say, K Unique, like, you are absolutely what your name is. Like, you're a very unique individual with the things that you say are explosive. I love the way you put your words together, your rhymes together. And, you know, we grew up together, and I've seen your progress, and I've also been amazed. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's all good.
You.
It's in a good way, and I'm happy that I'm a part of the upcoming of the Cali Chicks Empire, you know what I'm saying, by having you guys on my show and being a part
Thank
of some
you.
Projects and doing some things. So it's honestly a blessing to me also. Big
Thank
time.
You. I appreciate that. Coming from my friend also before, you know.
Right, right.
Partners, thank you. That mean a lot. Thank you so much.
And let me tell you guys something about this girl right here, people. Let me tell you about something about this girl right here. Now, I've been knowing this girl right here since I was in middle school. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you this. When we was in, like, the 9th, 10th grade type stuff, we were already on some business type stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Remember, you know, we came out with the, you know, when the clowning and the clown dancing and stuff was popping, you know, me and your girl got together and got the groups popping and was just always out there in the entertainment business. So I knew it was destined, my nigga. I knew it was
right,
destined.
Right, right. The hip hop talent was popping. we've been business ever since we was young. So, so thank God it stayed within us. So, yeah. We've been doing
yeah,
it for
all
a long
day.
Time, and we ain't gonna stop.
All day. You know what I'm saying? So it's two of you that consisted in a group at a
yes.
Cali Chicks. You know,
yes.
And right now, I this is my girl. Like, I love this girl. You know what I'm saying? Her name is Miss Fields. She is explosive. You know what I'm saying? She just has that demeanor. Like, look, I ain't no joke. Like, this ain't a game. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? And she is just the spice of it all. Like, she's just excellent. And I just want to introduce to you guys right now my girl, Miss Fields. What's up, Miss Fields?
What's with it?
Ha, what do you do, boo?
My Virgo in the house.
Virgo, that's right. Put your V's up. That's what it do, my girl, Miss Fields, perfectionist. What
How
it do, bro?
Tonight? How you feeling tonight?
Man, you know what, girl? I'm feeling so good. I'm feeling so blessed. So blessed right now. Like, this is an awesome, awesome night. It's definitely mayhem right now, and it's going
indeed,
down. And I'm
indeed,
loving it. I'm loving it. So what about yourself?
I'm good. You know, off work, chilling on this radio station, doing it with you. You feel me? This music
yeah.
shit ain't no joke, but we here, we in it.
Huh. Well, that's what it do. So,
you know, about to get a little writing
Fields.
Session on.
Miss Fields. That's right. Stay writing. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Stay writing. Stay writing. Because this business is 24. This ain't no
exactly.
9 to 5. This
sure
ain't no 9 to 5. This
it
is
ain't
a 24
no
hour business. You feel me? So, yeah, that's what it's about. But, Miss Fields, like, I want you to just you know, let the people know who you are. Who is Miss Fields?
Well, Miss Fields is, you know, a lovely, intelligent young lady, you know, who's about her business. I'm ambitious. You know, I don't put up with no bullshit. and pretty much, you know, you already know my nigga, but pretty much, you know, I'm a talented rapper. I started off when I was like around, you know, I think I was like 10, 11, and pretty much I'm really known for poetry, you know, and how I came into this rap deal or whatever was, you know, I met Kay Unique, you know, we go way back from childhood or whatever, and, you know, she was doing her little music groups or whatever, and, you know, I was singing at the time, but, you know, I never really knew that I could rap or anything like that until Cali Chicks, you know, came, you know, until we established Cali Chicks, and, you know, Kay Unique pretty much was like, you know, you should start rapping with us or whatever, because, you know, you've been in this, you've been writing and stuff, but, you know, you never really pursued the rapping career or whatever. So I was like, you know, let me try it out. Let me see how I do, how I sound, how it is. And pretty much it came to be. You know, it was four members originally, but now it's two of us. But we still doing our thing, you know. And ain't no stopping. Studio grinding, writing. You know, we doing what we doing, trying to, you know, survive it and make it out here.
Right. And you know what? This feels like I'm happy that you made that choice. You know what I'm saying? Because you do fit into what you do quite well. Quite well.
Thank you. So you do. You know, you have that mentality as well.
Thank you, girl. Thank you so much. And, you know, just everybody supporting each other, and that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Tonight is very motivational, and it's on.
I agree.
You know, so Miss Fields, like, what is keeping you focused on the music business? Like, besides, you know, just the Cali Chicks as a group, I know that when it's a group, that's what it's about. Sometimes one is not the case. It's about all of you guys. And so I just want to know about you, like, as far as who Miss Fields is, like, what is keeping you focused and dedicated to your craft?
Well, to be honest, I have a passion for music. You know, I have a passion for just music in itself, and it's engraved in my heart. You know what I mean? And what's really keeping me focused right now is a lot of people are turning us down, and well, not a lot of people, but we do get turned down in certain situations. You know, and I feel like that turn down it takes me to a point where I'm just like, okay, we got to keep focused and keep going on and doing what we're doing, because even though they telling us that, you know, we ain't about shit or, you know, we ain't shit, and we get it from a lot of niggas because, you know, we out here, we females, we tearing this shit up, we winning, you know, we doing it, and a lot of niggas is hating because we on a level, you know, we...
Exactly,
we
or not even on a level, like above. There's so many niggas I've heard rapping that y'all sound, come on now, y'all murk these niggas like that's out here thinking they hard, so... I mean, come on, you know I know, and it's a male-dominated business,
I mean,
and that's why us females do got to keep it pushing full throttle.
That's why I'm so happy, because I mean, we are females and we out here and we doing this shit. You know, we not just talking; we actually putting in the fucking footsteps and action and doing this shit. You know what I mean? And I mean, we've been out here; we've been winning a lot of rap competitions and shit. And you know, it's just it's the love for music that's keeping me focused and just going, you know. I mean, I'm not going to stop, you know. And God is just in my heart, you know. I ain't been to church in a minute, but, you know, I do pray and I do read my Bible. But, you know, he's been a great help to us musically, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, all of them, you know. So
you know what I noticed, like, because, you know, I wear many hats, period, like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just noticed that you always gonna have haters. Like, it don't matter if you a hockey player, a teacher, a golfer, it don't matter, trash person, you always gonna have somebody in that same, you know, genre of business that's hating.
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way of the world, you know, it's survival of the fittest. And I definitely believe, like, if you just focus on self, don't worry about what people are saying, what people are doing, because it's going to come a time. There's going to come a time when people are going to be like, where are the Cali chicks at? I want to get the Cali chicks, the Cali chicks. The Cali chicks is going to be ringing bells, and people don't want to mess with you. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about staying focused, because I am a personal fan, and I know you guys are off.
Thank you.
Change. You know what I'm saying? So I want to play. I want to play a hit single that you guys got out right now. It's called He Got Looks. He got looks. You know what I'm saying?
The fellas.
You know, but the fellas know how it is from a female perspective. You know what I'm saying? Because the fellas ain't the only ones out here macking. You feel me? So we just got to let it be heard, let it be known. Check it out, people, all listeners. Just know this is the hottest, hottest female rap group on the West Coast, coming, business-minded, beautiful, well-respected lady. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play.
West Coast.
West Coast. West Coast. Oh, Arado. Here we come. Here we come. But anyway. Yes. Cali chick. Cali chick. So this is a wonderful, wonderful experience for me right now. I'm so honored right now, and it's going down. I want to play the hit single, He Got Looks, by the Cali Chicks.
Okay.
Yo! This is that next level shit! The Cali Chicks!
He got looks, way dipping like the blue sleeve. V-neck tee with his blazers on his feet. Look how he looks, fresh ass Abercrombie jeans. He got a bad bitch like me on his team. He got looks, fitted hat tip to the side. 26s on his whip, Gucci leather inside. Look how he looks, everybody hates on him. He got hella swag now, duplicate him. He got looks, watch him take off, it's a bird, it's a plane. My nigga pilot, he stays fly every day. He got white waist traveling off in deep space. Filet mignon steak on his dinner plate. The president, cause he run these states. No jail time, every case he escaped. Paid them all off, now it's time to celebrate. He stay low key, cause his homie stupid fake. Overseas hideout with a grinding take place. The boy stay late with the burner on his waist. Hot from different states, now it's time to get away. The boy got cheese, got bread, got cake. He got look, way dipping like the blue sleeve. V-neck tee with his blazers on his feet. Look how he look, fresh ass Abercrombie jeans. He got a bad bitch like me on his team. He got look.
Next.
today. Slamming.
Hey.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So, Cali Chicks, Cali Chicks.
What's up?
Man. So, what I want to know is, like, what made you guys want to come together as the Cali Chicks? What made you know that this group was it? So, Katie, I'm going to ask you first, like, yeah, what made you think it was it? And then, you know, Miss Fields, you could just tag along, you know, about, you know, and both of you guys share, you know, what made you guys know that that you guys were the it factor.
Well, when you have three talented young ladies and they all do their thing, and why not combine it and make a group?
Right.
There's no female rap group out there in the game right now.
Right.
So instead of going solo, let's combine it and make magic. And that's what happened. We combined it, all of our styles, and just fit it together. And that's how we came about.
Damn, you guys are explosive.
Yeah, how we came about.
Okay, well, that's what I said. So I know there's a missing link.
Right.
I know there's a missing link. So what's the plan? What's going on now? What is the Cali Chicks up to?
This K Unique speaking. We have a member that got a scholarship to Shaw University in North Carolina. And, you know, Yana B is a black historical college, and that's a great opportunity. So why not go get your education and further your education? She will always be a part of the Cali Chicks. She still writes with us, so even though her voice is not her, but her writing, it's through us. We still keeping it as Cali Chicks. She's still a part of our writing team, and she's still a part of the Cali Chicks empire. And she just went off to college, and she'll be on some of our tracks featuring a lot. So you will still hear from Yana B, but she went to go take the opportunity to go to college. And she's living in the college dorm, so shout out to Yana B. Do your thing. Keep some grades up, girl.
Woo, woo.
Yeah, so this is Ms. Fields, but pretty much right now, you know, we're looking for backup dancers, and we've held a couple of auditions last month, and, you know, it didn't really go too well, but we're still looking for another addition to the group. So, you know, if there's any female singers out there or rappers and you think you have what it takes to fit in the Cali Chick group, then you can hit us up. Even if you, this is Ms. Fields, even if you just a hit man, you know what I mean? If you're a hype man, excuse me, not a hit man. Hype girl.
Hit man too, shit, you got haters.
if you're a hype person, you know, and, you know, you just willing to just really get down and just hype up the crowd and stuff, and, you know, you can even write, you know, but if you're willing to be a hype person as well, like, we're open to that as well.
Okay, well, that's what's up, people. Y'all heard it first, so stay posted with your girls, Cali Chicks. Check them out on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter. Just Google your girls. Google your girls, the Cali Chicks. CaliChixx. So your girls is in effect, you know what I'm saying? So I got some callers. You know, callers is in. They want to know who the Cali Chicks is. They want to know more information. You know, I got my boy online right now, Tony. What's up, Tony?
What's going on with you?
Yeah, so, you know, I know you like the Cali Chicks, and I know you have some things that you want to say. So the floor is yours.
Well, first thing I want to say, that you guys are very talented. We haven't had a female group out on the West Coast in years since the Culture Stars and Salt and Pepper from New York. So I think it's a good thing y'all putting together. I like that single. It's hot. And
thank
I also want to know when the first remix tape CD coming out.
We tried to set a date for January 1st, 2012. We coming out fresh. We got a hot single called Cash Me Out.
Hey.
And that's not real soon.
I can't wait to hear that either. I'm calling from representing the LV. you know, make sure I know the LB is with y'all.
Hey.
And you guys can get a lot of exposure out here in the LB because we talk about you guys. You guys, the new hot group. And we want to see you guys out there. We want to see y'all mix it out there with this group, you know.
That's what's up, Tony. That's what's up. For the love in LV. That's really what's up.
And thank you for the support. We not going to let y'all down. We going to hold it down. For the female rappers, we coming. We coming.
Yeah.
We waiting on that remix for the 2012, and we want to see y'all you know, make it high as you guys can. You know what I'm saying? I like the rap industry, the rap game, period. But I love when the women get down into it and let them know that it ain't just for the men, it's for the women too. So y'all do y'all thing. 2012,
right.
Cali Chicks.
It's our year. We're taking over. Thank you so much for the support.
Okay.
All right. Thank
just
you,
Tony.
You have a wonderful, blessed night, and thank you so much for calling in and supporting your girls.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Oh, no problem. No problem. That's right. That's right.
Thanks.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's
what it's about right now. That's what it's about right now. You feel me? Because it's going down. That's why. Mayhem Mondays. Forever Hot Topics, got your girls in the building, Cali Chicks, you feel me? I'm going to play another hot single from the Cali Chicks, you know what I'm saying? They hot, they explosive, check your girls out, blowing money fast.
Hey,
y'all blow money fast?
Call it quick cash.
That's an M.O. That's for y'all. Funky. You feel me? So check out your girls, the Cali Chicks, blowing money fast. Call it quick cash.
That's right.
Pouring in as we spend it, add it to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it.
We stay fly.
Call me the captain, cause I got you shook. Murdering niggas with my verses, fuck it, with my hook. I'm charged up like a ram, attacking trick. On the grind, making money, but I spend a grip. On that Fendi, Louis Versace, I must be a clock, everybody watch me. All money is illegal till you get caught. That's why we send the money fast, they watch us like a hawk. Jumping out a new whip, healing push to start. No sleep, get this money light till dark. I chase my niggas every time I chase my ride. I ain't no hoe, that's just the model that we live by. Blowing money fast. We call it quick cash, money pouring in as we spend it, add it to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it, we stay fly. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it. The haters hate to see me when they see me fucking with it. I'm a beast, something vicious. Big crib, got the maids doing the dishes. I'm hot, Asana. That's how we live, I'm a fucking piranha. So y'all goldfishes, I blow money. You get your money by snitching, bitch, it's funny.
I'm blowing money out my pocket like a millionaire. Feeling like Donald Trump, all you haters stare. It's blowing out like fairy dust, just call me Tinkerbell. I got my nigga ready just in case I need bail. Because these snitching ass bitches be quick to tell. My nigga ready with the burner, make you bitches yell. I'm tricking cash out my ass cause I got it. I like my money in my pockets and it's knotted. I got expensive habits, that's cause I got it. Making money in this game is no option.
Blowing money fast, we call it quick cash. Money pouring in as we spend it, add it to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it, we stay fly.
I'm getting paid while you bitches in the fucking days. Try and find me, you trapped in the fucking maze. And you can find me by the
your girl.
Call it Quick Cash. Hey.
Quick Cash. That's the M.O. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you guys, man, explosive.
Explosive.
But you guys, you know, got the callers coming in, so I got to let them talk to you. You know what I'm saying? You know. So I got a caller on the line, 951 area code, 901. What's up? What's up? You got anything you want to say to the Cali chicks?
I sure do. I want to give them a holler out. Hey. And I want to tell them that I really like their song. And I'm 60 years old, and I'll be rocking to it. We like that.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you for the love. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I really like you guys' song, and you keep it up.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
And you guys see it stand up. I'm waiting to see you perform. I'll be on the front row. All right. We're going to look for you. Okay.
All right, caller. Thank you so much for calling in and showing your support to the Cali girls, and you have a wonderful night.
Okay. You go, Cali girls. Go.
Hey, Cali chicks.
That's right, people. Mayhem Monday. I got the girls up in the building, Cali chicks. Girls, you guys are explosive.
Thank you.
You guys are explosive. You're doing the dang thing, living the dang dream. You know what I'm saying? I have another caller. I have another caller, 323-370. Who is this? Caller, are you online?
Hello?
Yes. How are you? Got anything you want to say to the Cali chick?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to the Cali chick.
Hey.
This is Tanya calling from L.A.
Hey, Tanya.
What's up, Tanya?
I just want to say that they're killing it, and, you know, y'all just keep doing what y'all doing, and y'all be going places soon.
Thank you so much,
caller, for calling in and supporting your girls tonight.
All right, have a wonderful and blessed night. You too.
Yes, indeed. Cali.
Yes, I love it. That's why we got to keep doing it. For people like them, the fans.
Yes, you know, these people is your fans, and they're loving you, and they're supporting you, and they're here, and it's going down, and that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? I have another caller, 623 area code. Are you online?
How you doing? Yes, I am.
Well, what it do?
Hey,
go ahead. The floor is yours.
Hey, it's all good, you know. I love you guys for coming out like that. I like the way you swing it. Keep it pushing.
Thank you.
And much love to you guys. Also, put God in front of you and keep going.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And my name is Daryl, and take care.
Thank you, Daryl, so much for the support of the Cali Chicks, and you have a wonderful and blessed night.
Thank you, and also have the same blessed night, too. And keep it pushing.
Hey.
Man,
so sorry. Hey, when that happens. But, yes, your boy, Daryl, thank you so much, showing so much love to your girl. The Cali Chicks is in. So let's see.
Thank you, Daryl.
We have another caller. So we're going to see who this is. What's up, caller?
What's up?
323-822. Is this the same number? Have we talked to you?
Huh?
Hello?
Cali Chicks?
Yes.
I just want to say that I'm a huge fan. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Oh, can they hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure they can hear me. I'm a huge fan. I can't wait to see some more
material and see my girls blow up. They the best girl rap group out right now, East Coast, West Coast, anywhere. Cali Chicks.
Hey, I like that. That's what's up. That's what you're on the level.
Thank you so much, Carla. Waiting for them new songs to come out, 2012. They coming out.
Yes.
Look out for them.
That's right.
Thank
you, boo.
You're welcome. I love you, Callie Chicks. Thank you so much, Callie Chicks. Say that again. Sorry, say that again. Say it again. I love you, Callie Chicks. We love you, too. Woo, woo. Thank you so much, caller.
And you have a wonderful and blessed night. And thank you for supporting
you
Callie Chicks.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes. It's caller time. The callers is calling in. They want to holler at your girls. They want to holler at your girls. Full throttle. What's up, ladies? How y'all feeling tonight?
We feeling real good. Real good. We like the energy that's out there in the street. You know,
the energy
like
is live. It's definitely
like
mayhem
that.
Tonight. Definitely. So I'm going to do
Monday.
One more caller. I'm going to do one more caller. And then I have to, you know, close it out with my girls, the Cali Chicks, let you know about their mixtape that's out. We mean business.
Business.
Mixtape that's out, hot, and cracking. So I'm going to take another caller. This is a 702 area code, phone number 587. Caller, the floor is yours.
I just wanted to shout out the Cali Chicks, representing Vegas up here. We want to hear more from y'all. Hey, y'all doing the damn thing. Just want to let y'all know. And before you close it out with them, can you play the single again?
Hey.
Well, you know what? We got a request. Stop it. Everybody stop right here. We got a request. We got a request from your girl caller from Vegas. Want to hear more of the Cali Chicks. You want me to play one more song, baby? What song is that?
The Blow Money.
Can you play that again?
Okay. Hey.
The Blow Money Fast?
Yeah.
It don't matter, honey.
For sure, for sure. Thank you so much, caller. I'm going to definitely play Blow Money Fast again before tonight's show is over. Thank you for your support of the Cali Chicks.
You're welcome. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right, have a good night.
You.
Man, Cali Chicks.
Hey, I love it. I'm loving the
that's
energy.
Right, people.
I'm loving
it. Yes, that's how we do it. A Mayhem Monday. That's how we do it. It's going down tonight. The girls, Cali Chicks. The girls is Cali Chicks.
In a building.
Mayhem.
Let them know how
Mayhem.
You start a C-A-L-I. Chicks is
C-H-I,
triple X.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, Google your girls. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, et cetera, et cetera. Your girls is out there. They doing it big. They mean business, and they ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? They is taking over the West Coast. You hear people calling from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We got Bay Area. We got Vegas. We got everywhere. It's just going down tonight. You feel me?
I love it.
And it's on. You know what I'm saying? So the Cali Chicks is looking for another artist. You know what I'm saying? If you think you got what it takes, you know what I'm saying? You hear the hype is going down. If you think you got what it takes, go ahead, audition. Check out all information that they got on Facebook and other, you know, resources that you can, you know, obtain their information. So I just want to thank the Cali Chicks. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. So are you.
Thank you so much.
And to the other callers, you know, because girls, there's more callers. And to the other callers that is out there that tonight I didn't get a chance to, you know, put on the air, you can check your girls out. You know what I'm saying? They're around. They're doing the dang thing. They got shows. They just got everything. Singles. They doing videos. They're doing their thing. They West Coast chicks. You know, there's not a lot of females out here. You know what I'm saying? And it's just going down like that, you know? So usually, girls, you guys done messed up my little flow, but in a good, powerful way. That's how the Cali Chicks get down. Usually, I ask my ladies, and let's see if we could keep it short because we got a request, and I got to play that before the show is over.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask just to make it short and split.
There's a thin line between being real and being mean. What's your opinion about that?
This is Kay Unique speaking. I think being real has to come within yourself. If you're not real with yourself, you can't be real with no one else.
Right.
So you have to keep it 100 with yourself in order to be real. And being mean,
I'll take that over.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Ms. Fields. I think, you know, when you being mean, you just pretty much, it's out of malice. You know what I mean? You have an evil intent for some reason. You know, some people are just some people are just, you know, bitter and angry for whatever reason it is. But I agree, there is a thin line between being real and being mean, because sometimes you can keep it real with somebody and they may, you know, take it the wrong way. You know, they may take it as you being mean, but being real is pretty much the facts. You know, if you know right from wrong, and if the fact is that your ass is wrong, then I'm going to tell your ass, and I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I ain't going to be mean.
That's right.
I mean, I don't have to be mean, but, you know, you in the wrong, you in the right.
Right.
That's how
I hear you, ladies. I hear you, ladies.
You got to keep it real in this game, too, in this music game. You got to keep it real with yourself and your fans.
Yep, all day, every day. Well, you know what, people? Y'all heard it tonight. Mayhem Mondays with your girl Forever the Realist, with the lovely, lovely Cali Chicks in the building. Major Mayhem Monday tonight. Don't forget to check out your ladies. Check out their hot music. You know what I'm saying? What an explosive light. I just want to thank you ladies for being on the show. You guys are a major blessing. And please, please keep it up.
Thank you so much.
No
problem.
And invite
us again. We'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Because I know y'all just doing nothing but growing. So I know it's going to be more to tell. It's going to be so much more to tell. And again, thank you again. I'm going to close out the show with a request. Blowing Money Fast. Check out your
money
girl, the Cali Chicks.
CaliChixx.
Check out your girl.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cali Chicks.
And thank you, all the callers. We love you all.
You guys have a good night. Everyone, all callers, thanks for your support. And here is Blowing Money Fast by the Cali Chicks.
Call it quick cash, money pouring in as we spend it, add it to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money whores and niggas guaranteed to get it.
We stay fly.
Call me the captain, cause I got you shook. Murdering niggas with my verses, fuck it with my hook. I'm charged up like a ram, attacking trick. On the grind, making money, but I spend a grip. On that Fendi, Louis Versace, I must be a clock, everybody watch me. All money is illegal till you get caught. That's why we send the money fast, they watch us like a hawk. Jumping out a new whip, healing push to start. No sleep, get this money light till dark. I change my niggas every time I change my ride. I ain't no hoe, that's just the model that we live by. Blowing money fast, we call it quick cash. Money pouring in as we spend it, add it to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money cars and niggas guaranteed to get it.
We stay fly.
Money cars and niggas guaranteed to get it. The haters hate to see me when they see me fucking with it. I'm a beast, something vicious. Big crib, got the maid doing the dishes. I'm hot, a sauna. That's how we live, I'm a fucking piranha. So y'all goldfishes, I blow money. You get your money by snitching, bitch, it's funny.
I'm blowing money out my pocket like a millionaire.
feeling like Donald Trump, all you haters stare. It's blowing out like fairy dust, just call me Tinkerbell. I got my nigga ready just in case I need bail. Because he snitching that bitches, be quick to tell. My nigga ready with the burner, make you bitches yell. I'm tricking cash out my ass cause I got it. I like my money in my pockets and it's knotted. I got expensive habits, that's cause I got it. Making money in this game is no option.
Blowing money fast, we call it quick cash. Money pouring in as we spend it, added to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it. We stay fly.
I'm getting paid while you bitches in the fucking days. Try and find me, you trapped in the fucking maze. And you can find me by the light that my diamonds make. And when you find me, it's a pot of gold up in my safe. If you want, come here, bitch, let me see you take. Take this bullet to the front of your fucking face.